Corporate Responsibility, The Exxon Oil Spill, The Case of the Exxon Valdez. On March 24, 1994, an oil tanker, the Exxon Valdez, was in the remote Prince William Sound, located near the state of Alaska. A pilot guided the ship through the Narrows. After completing his job, he departed and turned the ship over to the master. After the ship was steered out of the shipping lane so as not to hit any icebergs, the master turned over control of the wheelhouse to the third mate and instructed the able seaman to remain at the helm until the Valdez returned to the shipping lane at a prearranged point. The ship never made it to a shipping lane and hit Bligh Reef. As a result, more than 10 million gallons of oil spilled into the sound. What caused this accident? The National Transportation Board determined several contributing factors to the accident. First, the third mate did not steer the ship properly. He could have been too tired from too much work. Second, the master did not navigate. He could have had too much alcohol in his system. Third, the Exxon Shipping Company did not provide proper supervision of its employees or an adequate staff for the ship. Lastly, the U.S. Coast Guard's traffic system was not up to par. Recommendations were made and included the suggestion that Exxon examine the work patterns of its ship crews. Thousands of animals, such as birds, otters, seals, whales, and fish and their eggs, were killed. Effects of the deaths are still noticeable today. Populations of wildlife are still not what they used to be. Animal mortality rates increased since their food system was contaminated. Effects have been projected to last up to 30 years. However, Exxon and other reports disagree. Besides the loss of marine life, many fishermen and others whose jobs were dependent on the natural surroundings of the sound suffered the loss of their jobs and their sole means of support dissipated. Additionally, the seafood production industry was hurt severely. The first attempt to clean up the spill failed. A company applied a dispersant, a combination of a surfactant and a solvent. Unfortunately, it didn't mix with the oil because the waters were too still. Exxon, albeit slowly, began an expensive and extensive cleanup, along with Alaskans, Exxon employees, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Some oil was displaced by hot water that was subjected to high pressure. This high pressure also hurt the plankton and other small members of the food chain. A quarter of a century later, thousands of gallons of oil still polluted nearby beaches, and crude oil was still buried below the surface of the water. Only about half of the monitored wildlife populations in Prince William Sound had fully recovered. The Exxon Valdez oil spill resulted in the longest-running environmental court case in history. In 1994, a jury in Alaska decided that Exxon should pay $287 million for actual damages and $5 billion for punitive damages to native fishermen and businesses that suffered hardship. Exxon felt this was too harsh, and the Court of Appeals ordered the first judge to reduce damages. Damages were reduced to $4 billion. Exxon appealed again, and after several court battles, punitive damages were decreased to $2.5 billion. Exxon appealed again. Exxon felt that the damages were not fair because it was an accident and because the company spent $2 billion cleaning up the oil. In 2007, the Supreme Court ruled that in federal maritime law, punitive damages were limited to the amount of compensatory damages awarded. Exxon Valdez, therefore, was expected to pay just 1.25% of its 2007 profits. By December 2009, Exxon had paid $507.5 million in punitive damages.